Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Monday, August 26. Well, after a Sunday night opening kind of steady to a bit lower in the grains and a sharp sell-off in the stocks, reports that China had contacted the U.S. to resume trade talks and an announcement by President Trump that Japan would be buying a great amount of our excess corn turned the grain markets around, and we finished the night in positive territory. So we have December corn finishing up 3.25 cents at 371, almost a nickel off of the 366.25 lows. Also, Friday afternoon, Pro Farmer released their final numbers. They came in with a corn yield 163.3. That's versus the USDA's August number of 169.5. Pro Farmer perennially below those USDA numbers. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Taking a look at wheat, December finished up 2.75 cents, 480.5, about 8 cents off overnight lows, with Kansas City December up 2.25 cents at 407, about 7 cents off the lows. And looking at soybeans, November finished up 9.5 cents at 866, 11 cents off the lows. The Pro Farmer bean yield came in at 46.1. That's 2.5 bushels under the USDA August number of 48.5. Stock market opened up about 400 lower last night, is now trading up about 200 points. So we're about 600 points off of those lows. So stock market likes this news as well. Crude oil up 64 cents a barrel at 54.81, and the U.S. dollar up 33 ticks at 97.86. So again, a bit of a reversal in the announcements regarding trade. As usual, I think we'll have to take these with a grain of salt and see how things develop and if actual talks are scheduled. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.